Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Judith Glazer is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Judy is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 11 years, she's been hanging out with the CEO of Benchmark Communications, chairman of the Creating We Institute, author of several books, including The DNA of Leadership, 42 Rules for Creating We, Conversational Intelligence. She is doing some groundbreaking research, folks, that's just lighting up the globe with her work. People all over the world are meeting a path to her to learn about the things that she's sharing with us here on this show. And that's why we consider her to be a very special person in our lives. She's our good friend, Judy Glazer. Welcome back to the show.
I am so excited to be here. This world of conversational intelligence and the chemistry behind and the neurochemistry behind it is even, I sit and read research every day,
yeah.
And my mind is just blown away, Jim, at what we're learning about what happens when you and I connect and have a conversation. And when leaders know that, leaders who used to be such bully leaders that I was coaching, even step back and say, I had no idea.
This is another example. What I say, Judy, to my audience all the time is most of the reason why we don't achieve what we could achieve is because we don't get out of our own way.
Mm.
And what you're talking about is an example of that, isn't it?
It is completely. And, you know, we spend our lives getting rewarded for knowing things. And so when we show up at work and we know it all and we have all the answers and
especially if you have a talk show.
Yeah. You get to know it all every single day.
Of course, of course. That's exactly right.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what's going on. I'm going to share with everybody who may not have pulled the lens back to see what's happening. You're getting rewarded. Every time you have somebody on and you have fun with that person, you get higher levels of dopamine, which is a reward hormone. And you can't wait to talk more because it feels so good. So you're just going by your own feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what else can you go by? And then the other person is sitting there waiting for their turn to show. I'm not saying you do that.
I'm sure I do it. Who doesn't do it, right?
Yeah. I mean, we don't have a clock, and we don't look at our watch and say, okay, I just did 10 seconds, now it's your turn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not trained to do that. We're rewarded to have the answers and look like we're the best. And then you get all the best together, and then they start to fight with each other. So, it's like, you know, I worked with Donna Karen for a bunch of years, and she had this thing. She said, I'd hire somebody. I'd actually test them out to see if they were good. They were great. I'd bring them in now. I'd fully hire them. And within 3 months, I was ready to get rid of them. She said, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, what's happening? And what's happening is these behaviors that we were trained in all of our life become wickedly against us. They start to work against us.
Mm-hmm.
Until we have insight about what's really happening.
How do we identify these blind spots in ourselves?
Okay, well, you have to read my book first, and that's on page 64, 65, and 66. here are some of them, because once you start to get it, you go, oh, my God, you know. So we have these assumptions inside, for example, that others see what we see, feel what we feel, and think what we think. In other words, that we're all looking
at there's another one, and there's another one, we can't wait to hear what we think about it.
And right.
Don't forget, I mean, these people are begging for me to share my vast knowledge and wisdom. You know, I mean, that's what
right.
we think.
Right, and the first, well, there's an addiction behind this, which is called addicted to being right. That's what we were just talking about in the beginning.
Right, talk show host,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to tell, that's a new one, thank you. I'm going to say to my clients, you know, you must think you're a talk show host.
Exactly, yeah. You have that on good authority from a talk show host.
exactly, the best. The best at doing this. So, you know, we think other people, it turns out that what we do as human beings, and this is updated research that we're getting more and more of, that we make snapshots of the world around us. We can't take it all in. If we did, we'd end up in the hospital because we'd be either schizophrenic or something.
Mm-hmm.
We can't hold back all the stuff that's coming in. So So we take our snapshots, and that's our picture of reality. And I talk to leaders who are in meetings with others. I interview them to see what they take away in the meeting, which I'm in too, so I get to see my part of it. And they're such different realities because they take a snapshot, and then they say, okay, based on what I just saw, I'll be doing this. So we create plans in our head while we're taking snapshots, and that's what we remember, not the reality that somebody else is taking snapshots of. And so we go in and we all think that we have the reality, quote, my reality is righter than yours.
Right.
And then people start to argue again, and they get into,
Or worse, Judy, they're the kind of people who won't argue, and they just kind of roll over and go, and eventually go, we part company thinking, and we think that we've made a big hit, and all we did, we just proved to them that we were bores.
Yeah, exactly. And so the question is, how do we stop those cycles? You know, how do we actually get on top of that and stop and take the time to, and we have these we call conversational essentials, where we try to listen to connect to what somebody else is saying, not wait for our turn to speak up right away.
Mm-hmm.
We first start by listening to connect. We try to step into their world. There's something that was discovered in Parva, Italy in 1999. They're called mirror neurons. And they're in the prefrontal cortex, which is the executive brain right behind your forehead. And this is how human beings, when they connect with each other because they trust each other, then we actually start to pick up each other's electrical energy, which is where we store what's happening in our brain.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually connect at a deeper level, and we start to mirror what's going on in their brain.
And is this when we feel like we've known this person all our lives?
That's that feeling that, oh, my God. I can't believe, I feel like we've grown up together. What is it? Because we're literally picking up their brainwaves. And this is not untrue. This is real truth. We've been able to see it on electromagnetic screens, fMRIs.
How far will they go? Could I be aware of that person a mile away?
There are people that actually practice developing. There's three levels. One is where you're within 10 feet of another person.
Yep.
And we know that the mirror neurons activate then. The question is that we have other fields that are what are part of our intuitive system, right? And so I could be, some people can do it across the country, literally, because they're practicing.
I have a confession.
Did you do that?
I have a confession. I have done it over yards. I'm going to say over maybe a few hundred yards. I've been aware of someone that was very close to me over that period of time, not feet and not miles, and then there they were.
You could almost feel them coming.
I knew they were near, and I didn't know, and I had no reason to know they were near. I've been wondering about it. All right, stand by. Here we go. We're going to take a quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.